Ash and JB, they're the host, talking real, they're not like most. Podcasting fun with a side of wit, get ready. Cause you won't wanna quit. They bring the laughs, they bring the noise. Sharing stories of their crazy joys. From deep discussions to silly tales, the Real Talkin' Podcast never fails. Grab your headphones, get ready to groove. Ash and JB will make your mood improve. Banter that's witty and oh so sly. Their chemistry's electric, you can't deny.
Hi everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Real Talking Podcast with your hosts, Ash and JD. Well, it's raining again. Probably not to everyone that's listening at home, but it's been a long week, been a long day. Exciting week with some things, really. Elon Musk.
Yes.
Wee Robot. What is fucking going on about? I've got to bring it up first because we have had a couple of messages about it this week.
Right, okay.
I know Lee was definitely one. I'm just being lazy now, people, I'll be honest. Without going through the rest of the messages and seeing how many names. But essentially asking what's our opinions on it. At first, I thought it was fake.
Yeah, it seemed too fake, didn't it? It seemed like too iRobot.
It literally looked as if it was iRobot. And then just like... not refurbished, but you know when like the redo the graphics.
It looked like they just modernized it to a degree, didn't they?
Because obviously they did it with Star Wars and other films and that, didn't they? But they just tweaked the graphics a bit, make it look more realistic, and especially because they're essentially a carbon copy, aren't they?
Pretty much, yeah.
You know, the face, they haven't got the facial features, but you know the head's still the same, the body looks the same.
It just looks like they've been remodeled to a degree, literally, from that.
And then I was thinking, is it people in like the morph green suits and then it's all CGI or something? And then I started seeing the actual footage. So he's like pulled up in front of a fucking screen and he's saying like this and that, blah, blah. And they're going to serve you drinks. They're going to fucking mingle with you. And it was just mental. I just couldn't believe it.
It's mad because it's just come out, not so much out of nowhere, but like you wouldn't have thought we're that far ahead. Like that's where we are.
Yeah.
Obviously, the driverless cars where you can then taxi and make money off them and all that stuff.
Yeah. In 10 days, he's fucking absolutely smashed it. So it was the Wii robot. He's got the biggest satellite network grouping as well. And what else was that? I know there was that self-driving car thing.
There was the buzz, the coach thing, the buzz as well.
The buzz?
Yeah, no, did you not see the
sorry,
buzz?
Sorry, yeah, because that's still to do with this weird robot stuff. Yeah. But then the other one, with the SpaceX, as the fucking rocket landing back down, it catches it fucking, but it's not really catching it midair. It's obviously proper maths, proper science, and he's just thought, back in the fucking hooks.
Yeah.
It is absolutely fucking killed it. No, he's a mad bastard. He's fucking kooky, but he's killed it. He's
pushing everyone in there in terms of like new ideas.
Yeah.
So the robots, the Wii robots, the cars, the everything. It's pushing people to progress further.
Pushing the boundaries and making everyone, well, not everyone, but more people out in the science world.
Did he say when basically you could get one of these robots? Because I know the cars, which I thought the cars was 2026 with $30,000 that was on the cost, the driverless.
I thought the robots were 30 grand.
No, so the cars will be in production by 2026 and cost under $30,000 for the car, the robotaxi, if you want to call it.
Yeah.
In terms of the Wii robots, I can't remember when he says they'd be up and running.
So I thought it was all at the same time.
Right. So maybe starts with the cars, the buzz, and then maybe,
See, because I'm, in my head, when I heard the self-driving taxis and that, I assumed that it was going to be one of the Wii robots driving it, basically. I mean, it doesn't need to be, but
because it just drives you to sat. It's bad, isn't it? How your car can make money.
I'd imagine that, you know, there'd just be that body pretending to be the driver, really. Just turn around, you're all right, mate. How's your day been? Good week.
It is weird to
imagine. I'm pissed tonight.
It is. Yeah, I was going to say, it is weird to imagine, in potentially 15 years, no one's driving. Cars are driving themselves. And in some cases, it's probably a good thing.
I was just about to say, with the experience that I've had fucking getting over here today, it'd definitely be a lot better.
Yeah.
Which I've got a question, which was from Miles, which we'll get onto after this little section, talking about
the wee robot.
The fucking boss man that he is, Elon Musk. But would you, so if the price is reasonable, you know, let's just say the wee robot is 30 grand as well, do you think you'd get one? But if you had the money to spare?
Yeah, if I had to spare, obviously, yeah.
Because it's just mental, and they're literally made, so they'll do all your domestic chores and that for you that you don't want to do, that we haven't got time for.
Yeah.
So clean the house, yes, want a robot to do that, obviously. I mean, we'd all like a fit French maid to do it, but I don't know what's going to cost more in the long run, you know, with a divorce.
I think you only see them in your kind of movies, mate.
I don't know what movies you're on about there, Jeff. Fucking hell, kid. Do you
want to
get me fucking?
I have saw some of these things on TikTok that, but it's like my Tesla robot looking at me after my fifth wank today, and it's like, you know, it's got that picture from the iRobot one where it's just like,
it did pop in my head the other day actually, because I've got one of those new doorbells and that, and I've got the cameras which I still haven't set up, but I did think about putting the one camera inside the house so I can just shout at the dog if he's being a little prick, if he's, you know, got the fucking letters again. And then I thought, no, because no doubt I'd forget that it's there. I'd be having a fucking wank and the missus can fucking watch while she's at fucking a mum's or something on a Sunday.
Yeah, a bit of foreplay, she might like that.
Not while she's sitting fucking at her mum's or she's in the office.
She could dirty talk through the phone.
Nah, put me off. Don't need fucking that. I just want to concentrate. I just want to get it done. But, you know, I'm not fucking...
Concentrate on the French maid.
Yeah. Fucking, you know, all the Bukkake porn that I watch, any. I don't need... It's, you know, 5 minutes done, any. I don't need fucking dirty talk back.
Would you get one of these robots?
Yeah.
It would be good, any. Feed the dog.
Well, it's that, you know. If you can't be arsed taking the dog for a walk, especially, if it's raining, now... But yeah, saying, let's get the fucking rain mac on the dog. You take the dog out. I've got shit to do in the house. I don't know what you're going to do since the robot's already cleaned the house. But
yeah, I can imagine it making everyone a bit more lazy.
It'll definitely make people more lazy. But on the other hand, it means you've got more time to do stuff that you actually enjoy then as well. So you can literally, the house needs a good tidy up this weekend. You crack on with that. We're off to Drayton Manor. Fuck you.
Trident Manor.
Yeah, up the road, ain't it, kid? It's starting to look like it's going to be a good couple of years now with all this stuff coming out, ready.
So I've just looked, you are right. So the Tesla Optimus robots will cost somewhere between $20,000 and $30,000.
So still roughly the same pounds sterling as well.
If you had the price though, so if you had $30,000, would you get the car or the robot?
I'd most likely get the robot because we'll find out in a couple of weeks what is going to happen with this UK budget. Not to talk too much about the politics again at the moment, but if we do get this pay per mile system, I don't want to be fucking paying for a robot driving car.
I thought they were scrapping it.
I fucking hope so, mate. Because I've already done the math. I'd be paying $4,500 a year.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, isn't it? Yeah. Just to drive.
Where, at the moment, the road tax on the van's $260 or something for 12 months. So, yeah. I wouldn't do it. I'd refuse to pay. And I'd just fucking... if they were forcing me to, I'd just stop being on the tools. I'll just get a job in a fucking factory. And this is what they don't understand. Well, I think they do understand, but it will force people to stop working. But you know,
yeah, it might more driving people work from home or not, yeah.
Yeah, so if you're working from home, or getting jobs where they have to use public transport, so that means the buses will go up, trains will go up for the fucking sake of it because they just can. Taxi fares will go up, plane fares will probably go up as well when there's no need to as well. Garages will start to lose business, so they put their prices up as well. Obviously, delivery fees will go up, food will go up. Fucking everything is going to go up if they have to do this. No one's going to earn more money.
I had this conversation with someone. I was like, when was the last time the government did something that you was like, yeah, how good that was?
I honestly can't say.
I can't remember. Not in my lifetime do I think, oh, yeah, they've done me a solid there.
Yeah, and they've helped me out. This is what cracks me up about this, British government. Because you look at the stats at the moment, when Trump was in power, to what's going on as of the moment with Kamala / Biden, fucking that reign. And so with the current regime, it's all red crosses. Oh, this is down, this is down, this is fucked, this is shit. But when it was Trump, it was all green. Fuel prices down, jobs, people in jobs up, everything was fucking good. And it's why can't we have that? We don't see stats like that saying this is what's improved. Every fucking cunt that takes over, right, I've inherited this problem, so you've got to pay more money to get us out of this problem. It's not our fault. Stop fucking sending money to every fucking Tom, Dick and Harry that doesn't need it, and then fucking sort your shit out.
Yeah, as I said to you before, I would stop sending money abroad for 2 years and just keep it in-house, so to speak.
Yeah, it's the foreign aid money that we shouldn't be handing out. Again, everyone's got their own opinion on the illegal immigration, but when it's 5 million per day for smaller councils to pay for these hotels and that, 5 million a day per little district. I think I heard someone say that it's 350 million a day across just England, something like that, to house them, all these illegals that have come over. We can't afford that.
Yeah.
We can't afford it. And stop fucking doing it.
So you just said then illegal immigrants.
Fresh off the boat.
If you want to come in legally, but
So
let's move
on. But we're not a politics podcast.
Yeah.
So going on to Miles' question then. What futuristic invention do you wish existed right now?
So for me, it would have to be something where you could visit another planet. So
teleportation.
Yeah. So passenger where you're frozen, you can wake up on another planet. Have you seen that movie?
Yeah. What's cryogenic freezing?
Yeah.
Something like that.
So I wish that.
What about instant transmission, Goku style? Because then you're not losing any time.
That's not technology, though, is it?
But it could be, because that's kind of like a teleportation, isn't it?
Yeah, don't get me wrong, that would be better. But yeah. I mean,
because then you're not going to be frozen for 30 years, and people that you know and love that haven't done the same process are not going to be there.
You know what, though? If you could use instant transmission, everyone else here would be thinking they could turn Super Saiyan, and you'd be breaking other people's hearts.
Man, I know a lot of people that fucking think they could turn Super Saiyan anyway.
I know some lads have watched Dragon Ball Z and was like, can I turn? Is this real?
There's just one person in mine from school that just comes straight to me. And Sam Carter, he just loved it, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. He'd be that kid that runs around doing the Naruto run and that.
Have you seen the new Dragon Ball thing on Netflix? Not the guy. There's a thing on Netflix, I think it came out in the USA last week, as this episode airs, in the new one.
Dragon Ball the Army?
Yeah, and it comes out this week in the UK.
Right, so I saw that there was something coming out, but basically saw the title, and I was like, I don't want to say anything about it. And then everything to do with the game just kept coming on my TikTok feed. Have you seen any of the Rage compilations of it?
What, for the game?
Yeah.
No.
Because people, obviously the hardcore gamers are fucking trying to do it on expert level or whatever, and they're just struggling.
Yeah.
So with the first saga on Dragon Ball Z, the first Saiyan saga with Frieza coming over, and then when he goes into the Great Ape, everyone, they're struggling to do it. And this one geezer in particular, he's like, I've done it to my 10th try, fuck it. And he's screaming, and he's like, there's no fucking footage of his face. It's just his voice.
Yeah.
But you know he's ready to fucking just launch.
Yeah, being a mad boy.
Fucking. Yeah, but everyone's struggling, so just slow with the level.
And also, you can't dash your controls nowadays because it's like £70 a pop.
Yeah.
As well, before it was like 15, 10 quid if you didn't get the proper one.
Right. I was looking at buying. Have you seen the, I think it's the 3rd year anniversary PS5?
No.
So it's replicating the colours of the original PS1. So it's like shades of grey.
As long as it brings out the original when you turn it on, that noise.
I feel like it does have that.
If it don't have that, then missed the right trick there because that was the fucking best sounding.
Yeah, just imagine that it's in your head.
Yeah.
So I wasn't going to get the PlayStation 5, but I looked at buying the controllers. Because again, same colours and that. Even though they're not out yet, or they weren't out when I went to look, all the pre-sales completely sold out. So fucking hell, something like that, they know he's gonna fucking go straight off.
Yeah.
So just make more. Well, it's not hard, is it? Just make more. You know that you're gonna sell more than 100,000 units. So make 200,000. Make a fucking million. Well, they're gonna get sold. Doesn't matter. So.
Have you saw any of the Pokemon leagues as well? So apparently there's like a Gen 10 coming out called the Gen N and something. So like it had the initial code.
Keeping just the letters weren't they similar to the next game that's coming out, which is ZA, isn't it? Sorry. So I don't understand this. How can there be all this fucking creepy folklore made for all the individual Pokemon? Typhlosion's meant to be a fucking predator.
Yeah, so it was like all the original Pokedex weren't like entries.
Yeah, but there's backstories for it and that as well for each one. The Ponyta and Rapidash one, that was weird. Two hunters. One fucking follows the rules, the other one doesn't.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, I want to get this Rapidash, but she says to me, "Don't shoot me, and don't shoot any of the Ponyta because they're our children." So he's married the fucking Rapidash. Then the hunter that doesn't follow the rules ends up shooting, one of the other Rapidash. Then starts shooting the fucking Ponyta.
Yeah.
And it's like, hang on, for starters, your man, the fucking good hunter's fucking his Rapidash and making Ponyta. And then the other one's like doing the right thing, really. No, this is bestiality. I'm going to fucking kill you all. But yeah, it's just weird. I'm seeing all sorts of random fucking stories. I don't know how true it is, though. Because why, I'm saying that, some of these fucking Asians are weird, though, aren't they? You know, we've all seen those strange tentacle porn mangas. Not that I'm sitting there watching, but it's like, why is that a fucking fetish and something that you'd enjoy?
I mean, no, if you think about it, some of the old data entries for the Pokedex was a bit wild, like the Pidgeys eating Caterpies and everything like that.
Yeah, but that's more realistic because that's evolution, not evolution, sorry.
No, and it was like Gengar eating people's souls and all that stuff. But I know what you mean from that. Yeah,
because that is more of if ghosts were real and demons are real and that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
And again, birds eat fucking caterpillars and worms and shit . But, it's telling a story of fucking a Pokemon being a fucking rapist. it's why are you making that up? And why would it still be accessible to be fucking hacked into? You delete that shit.
Yeah, I do hope, though. Obviously, I've never played Legends of Arceus, the old game. Still in the rapids.
Still needs to get
right. So they bring out a new Switch in there. I think it's called Switch 2.
Yes.
So for this... for the next gen is new on going to be on the new platform. I just hope this Legends ZI or the Gen 10 game is just everything we want it to be. Because it doesn't feel right when you're playing a Pokemon game at the moment.
Yeah.
I just hope it just feels everyone knows what I'm on about. It isn't a linear. I hope it's everything we want it to be.
Yeah, so the best thing that I saw recently regarding Pokemon anyway was a chap around our age, I think, to be honest, and he's bought his son an old Game Boy Color and then Pokemon Red. And I don't know if it was a replica, but he's unpacked it out of the fucking box and that. And he sat there with his son watching him play. And so this lad's like 5-6 years old and he's invested.
Yeah.
He's
like,
what's going on? Like, you can see him enjoying it.
Yeah.
And I thought that's great because he now knows that he's got something that he can properly bond with his son and grow up doing. And he can do it fast as well. He can go through all these games up to a certain point. Yeah.
I've got a question. And I always thought this when I was a kid. Right. So, you know, in Pokemon Red, and used to, you know, say you're battling someone, used to see your Pokemon from behind.
Yes.
And they used to piss me off because they used to look a bit shit from behind. And I always wanted my Pokemon to be the one on the opposite end of the screen. So you see yourself and that Pokemon. You know, like if you've got a Charizard, you want to see your Charizard, don't you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So everyone knows what I'm on about. When you're in the battle screen, I want it to be so you're forward facing the Charizard and then me behind.
Yeah.
So like when I throw him out, obviously I slide out, Charizard comes in or whatever. Mm-hmm. Was that just me or did you have those feet like that kind of thinking or feeling?
I don't think I really thought about that back in the day. But when you do play the logs of Arceus, again you can can you see the same in
I think it zooms around like in a 360, doesn't it?
Yeah, but with Arceus anyway, you can move around.
Yeah.
So you can essentially watch them battle each other. So it's a lot better. And I feel that with Arceus as well, that's the way that we needed the games to evolve. So you're not just following that linear path and doing what you need to do. There's a lot of other stuff that you can do and just free roam and just, you know, you can just sit there in a fucking bush and watch the Pokemon do their natural thing. It's what we needed to evolve into. Little Pokemon pun there.
Yeah.
I didn't mean it, but yeah. So, but yeah, hopefully the next game, because that comes out, is it coming out next month?
Next year. Yeah, so, the Legends of Zia.
Yeah, I saw it coming out in November. First.
But, yeah, November next year.
Oh, so we've got still over 12 months to go.
Yes. I'm sure it's next year. I would double check.
Like I've got enough time to play it at the moment. I've still got so many other games that I'm trying to get through. So is that saying February there?
No, it's saying release window of 2025. Obviously, that's when the news came out about the game.
So, yeah, we've still
got it's normally November time, isn't it, when a Pokemon game comes out?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. This November, I think. Which is a shame, but as I said, I've got other games that I'm still playing through that I haven't got enough time to properly play. I even bought Final Fantasy 16 the other day just because it was on sale down at 20.
Is that like the newest one?
No. Oh, it might be. I don't know.
I didn't even know, man. I mean,
it was just, it popped up Amazon, £20 on sale from like 60 or whatever. I was like, get it now then. It's fucking £20.
2023 came out, mate.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen a Final Fantasy 17. There's a lot revolving around 14 because I think that's online.
Okay.
I keep seeing like updates for it or something, so that's why I think it's online.
Yeah, so that game is the latest one. Obviously, they're saying they think Final Fantasy 17 will come out by
2028.
Mm. Oh, mate. Actually, while I'm checking, we should check Kingdom Hearts 4 as well, because that was a bad boy game.
I feel like I've got March in my head for that. Because I'm sure I saw something. I was like, oh yeah, that's around my birthday. March 26th for anyone who wants to know. Sending the birthday wishes.
Oh, 2026?
All right, I don't know what I fucking saw then.
Now it was just wishful thinking.
Probably was.
Yeah.
Probably said fucking March 26th. 2026.
I know it's sure. been in the wanting to get back in the game, and it's something that I really want to do. It's hard, mate.
Now, bear in mind, you says this as one of your like, kind of New Year's resolution things.
But like, I smashed out the gym, and that means I was up at like 4:30. I need sleep if I'm going to do that. I can't be up at like 9, 10, 11.
Yeah, I can't do it. Because, you know, especially more so the last couple of months, I do try and like, if I finish early enough, I'll try and play for an hour.
Yeah.
But yeah, come like 7 o'clock, I'm like, right, let me have my dinner and I'm fucking going to bed.
Yeah. 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 Right.
So anyway, Miles, I'd do flying cars.
Yeah, it was a savage thing. We just went wrong. And I would do, obviously, that thing from past year where you get to wake up like in 100 years' time and wake up on another planet, if that was available.
Yeah. But yeah, flying cars for me, because at least that way you've got less chance of sitting in fucking traffic.
Is it the Jetsons? Was that, remember that?
The Jetsons, yeah. Jetsons, yeah. Yeah, just like, oh yeah, busy on the road. I'm gonna fucking go up 15 meters or whatever. I'm just above the houses. Oh no, there's still too many around here. Just keep going up to like fucking, I don't know, 200 meters or something. Yeah. As long as you've still got breathable oxygen. And like, it's just, now fair enough, you'd have to make sure like you properly switched on, because people don't even know how to drive in general these days. So if you're up in the air and you're going up and down as well as left and right, you got to make sure you're looking all the way around. But then again, I'm sure that Elon Musk will be able to sort out the technology on that. You know, you can't even change lane in a Tesla without flicking in the gear on.
I was just going to say. Yeah,
so I'm sure the sensors will be on there, bad boys. You know, Elon's going to fucking sort it out, isn't
he? Yeah.
Leads me on to another question, when I can find it again now. Apologies. Right, so Riley asks us, if the two of us started a business together, what would we do?
Oh, it'd have to be something fun. I mean,
because we had a lot of inventions, like ideas over the years. Yeah, exhaust was for one.
Exhaust, you know, is
the actual yoke of exhaust.
I still think exhaust is a winner, you know.
Yeah.
I think it's a winner. I mean,
we have patented the idea if anyone tries to steal it.
Yeah,
but I think it's just because of the additives that have to go into it to make sure it stays. But I don't know. I reckon we could just get fucking something that tastes the same.
Yeah,
because you know you just got to get consistency right, haven't you?
Yeah. But
we've had loads, haven't we? Yeah.
As like a business though. Well, what do you think?
I would go for doggy daycare style thing where, you know, the wacky warehouses for kids.
Yeah.
But, excuse me, a dog version.
Right.
So I know it is, well, it's not a massive thing at the moment, but there is a good few of them about. But yeah, essentially, you've just got a nice plot of land and you've got fucking lot of activities for the dogs to do. And you just say to people, yeah, drop your dogs off, 40 quid for the fucking day or whatever, we'll feed them. They've got fucking every other dog and all the fucking activities to do. And yeah, we get to hang around with dogs all day then.
That is a good one, actually, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, it'd have to be something fun. I would say that it'd have to be something different every day, so to speak, so you're not having the same day every day. Yeah.
Well, we could have that. Again, adult wacky warehouse as well. Involves alcohol.
You know what? I would love to do something with like JD and Ash Travels. So you just go to a random place, because just to see how we'd handle, like, I don't know, fucking, just name somewhere fucking off the top. Can you imagine us in Thailand?
See, I was going to say, like, climbing fucking Mount Everest or something, but yeah.
I don't want to die, mate. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's too hot. No, I mean, it's just too much, isn't it?
All right, so climbing the Morven Hills, then.
No, yeah.
That was a realistic one to do within a couple of hours. Yeah. So, yeah, Ash and JD in Thailand.
Imagine just dropping us in a random location and just being like, it's like an idiot abroad, so to speak. Like,
but there's two of us.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you're telling them how to graft. Like, nah, mate, you want to be doing that?
I'd be telling them everything, though, any, you know, with the street cooking. But nah, you haven't even washed your hands. What are you doing? That's not how you fucking prep your meal, you cunt. Yeah, you wouldn't really be experienced the local cuisine either. You'd be like, nah. Like that,
it'd be interesting, but in terms of business, it would have to be something fun.
Yeah, what's that? I can't get over.
I would love like a nostalgia thing, so like maybe like something to do with gaming or stuff like that.
So
where you can come in and play a game, have a beer,
Yeah, so another one of these retro gaming bars. So people can come in, they've got the arcade machines, got PlayStations.
And probably, if we could, obviously, we're on the spot here, but maybe a little bit more, do you get what I'm saying? A bit more to it than just the retro.
Like you just says with the fucking the Beyblades, I've not seen any of them do that. I've seen them with the booths, and they've got a fucking N64 and stuff. So we could have little incorporations of that. Beyblade and Arena. Have tables where you can bang out Pokemon card game and Yu-Gi-Oh card game and stuff, but you got to bring your own decks.
Obviously.
Otherwise, if you hire our decks, then you got to, £20 down deposit so you don't nick anything.
But also, would I have a DJ in there on a Friday night? So as everyone's fucking Yu-Gi-Ohing, I don't know if the Yu-Gi-Ohing's cool. You know, the fucking, what's that thing that they have on Yu-Gi-Oh with the fucking thing on the arm?
I don't know what the arm thing's called, but it's just battling any
so there's a movie, there's music playing, and then every time someone attacks, it's different tune, like they're getting served kind of thing.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, that would be the monthly thing though, any it's the weekly thing. Tonight's the Yu-Gi-Oh battle fucking royale. Next week it's the fucking OG FIFA tournament, not the fucking the new EAFC, whatever the fuck it's called, banging on FIFA 99 or something. And it's we've got 10 monitors set up. You got to fucking sign up for it, and then it goes to the big screen at the top in the middle afterwards. Matt, I think we're gonna have to pattern a few things.
Yeah, because I mean, again, that's just on the spot. We're on the spot, and we're fucking doing it. Also, we have trademarked that. Yeah. By the way, for everyone, no blade biting.
Yeah, because what other ones? I suppose you could have game where you Cyberpets.
Cyberpets.
Tamagotchi's just making a comeback right now.
Literally, just anything like that that you can think of.
Digimon ones, though.
Yeah, the Digimon ones are fucking awesome. Remember
swiping a
card?
Fucking hell, man.
These don't know.
Nah, all you youth out there, you don't know, blit.
So, yeah, something like that I think is something that we'd both enjoy and both do.
So, yeah, Doggy Daycare by day, and then Retro Gamers by night.
Yeah. And after a few beers, DJ's on. There you go.
Yeah. My special auto DJ playlist.
They don't want that, mate.
They fucking
don't want the YouTube.
They ain't ready for it. So, yeah, thanks for that question.
Yeah, thank you.
Now, I'm just trying to think, what order do we do it? We'll get the get the first of the features out of the way, and then we'll get on to the confessions afterwards.
Right.
This doorbell fucking cracks me up, kid, I'll tell you that. So we will start off. I've got to make sure I don't fucking know that I've already read that one. That was last week, so I've not fucking sorted it out properly. Apologies, all the prep, you know how it is. So we do have our first one from Mike, and he says, running out of toilet paper. Fuck.
Yeah. That is quite painful, actually, in terms of, because especially if you don't want to ruin your flow, do you?
Well, to be fair, I've not had this issue for a long, long time. I've always got toilet roll. If it's not next to me on the holder, it's in the cupboard right in front of the toilet. So I can always stand up and get the extra roll out. But it's mainly because my missus is a lazy bitch, and she'll leave the empty cardboard on the fucking holder instead of getting the one out. And so I like to keep it that it's free stacked in the actual the holder bit, and then it's got the little arm that the roll sits on that you just peel it off. Which I don't peel it off from it as well. I pick it up and then take my sheets off. Because if you just pull it, that's when fucking it all just goes wild and just falls all over the place. So I take it off. Mate, fucking ledge the other morning as well. I've had my fucking shit in myself. I take it off, take my sheets off, and then with my right hand, I've just gone in one motion, didn't even look, and it just slid straight back onto the holder. I was like, I know that's perfectly placed for me. I can just fucking do that. You know, you're like, shit, that was fucking just smooth. So yeah, I like to keep it three stacked high and then the one actually on the roll. And if I see it go down, I'll get another one out. And because otherwise, the missus, it's like she's making a fucking collection for Art Stack or something with all the fucking empty cardboards. It's like, just take it. You're going downstairs at some point.
Just take bucket, it down, yeah.
Take it down. Fucking, like, don't, because as most women do, they'll have the little bin in the bathroom. I'm like, don't put it in that, or don't put it on top of it. Like, if you're going to put it on top, then just put it in. But just take it down. I've got a whole recycle bin. I've got two bins in the kitchen and one's for recycling. So take it down, put it in the recycling. Yeah. Fucking cracks me up.
I do feel your pain with this one, though, because when I ever run out of a roll upstairs, I have to come all the way downstairs to get it. Mm. Oh, it breaks my heart.
Yeah. I mean, as I say, it has happened in the past. I've come close a few times. I know you don't do this, but public toilets.
Oh.
Walk in, and I'm like, especially when it's the big holders, so you can't visibly see. So like, you flick underneath to feel if there's any toilet roll there, and it's like, oh, no, there's nothing in that one, and then you run round to another one there.
I remember the last time I had a shit in a public toilet. Right, 2019, mate. Fucking there we go. Ago. Fucking May. I'll give you the day if you want, the 12th.
12th of May.
Yeah. About to board a plane. California. Constipated for 2 weeks beforehand. Cafe Nero. Smashed two of them out. I went to Kai. I've got to go. I haven't pooped. I can't fart. I can't spend my time in the US of I like this.
Mm-hmm.
Smashed two Cafe Nero's coffees down there. And also, I was fucking clever, mate. The last cubicle was big, like, it wasn't compact. You had space.
Yeah, so you went into the disabled one.
No, it won. I know, I was thinking the same. The disabled ones were at the front. This one was at the back, just the way the wall curved out. You had more space.
There it is.
Sound. Fucking took my hoodie off. Ready. Fucking, I pushed, mate.
So you say you take your hoodie off. You said had your T-shirt on, though.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm not naked
because
anymore.
Some people do, don't they?
Yeah, no.
I see those hooks on the back of the door sometimes, and I'm thinking, how many people have fully stripped down and put all the clothes on that? Like, hoodie off. Like, especially if you know it's going to be a push out, you don't want to be fucking sweaty.
I just said I was constipated. I've had two coffees. I could feel in my stomach. I had to push it. Pushed it. Little pebbles, mate. But I felt brilliant. And
I hate the pebble shits, mate.
You know,
I'm not a rabbit. Just all come out, man.
You know what, though? Second day in America, I've been to all the shit in the food. Fuck it.
And you fucking...
I told you, I think I've said other things. Shit myself, didn't I?
Yeah.
Farley. But like, I tell you what, though, mate. I spent a good hour on that toilet after that, yeah? Mm. I felt fucking brilliant after.
Yeah, man. Well, I'll come close last week. I should have brought it up on last week's episode, to be fair, but... we fucking ran out of time for everything else, as usual. So, but yeah. I couldn't go properly in the morning after I'd done my usual routine of taking the dog out for a walk. So I'm driving away, and on the motorway, I could feel my stomach starting to get ready. You know, this movement's wanting to come soon. And as I'm getting close to the destination, obviously the body's fucking you're nearly there. We're going to fucking go now. And it got that bad. I was fucking planning where I could fucking stop in my head. There's a fucking lay-by bit here. I can fucking get there. There's a McDonald's here at this service or something, but I'm like, no, I'll be all right. I'm 15 minutes away from the job. I'm all right. I can fucking, I'm a man. I can hold it in. But as I say, the stomach was really starting to hurt. And I've got off this fucking roundabout going up this little dual carriageway, and I would have pulled into this label. But as I could see, there was fucking two lorries and a van all with the lights on. I was like, I definitely can't fucking put in there. So carried on. And look, as I've got to the junction, the slip road for the way I was going, this fucking Range Rover wanker roll up behind me. Look, they've already gone to the right as if they could overtake me on the bend. And so that was it. My pettiness kicked in. I'm like, I don't care. I'm about to shit myself. Slowed right down. Fucking. And when they're weaving left and right, as if to say, I'm behind you. I'm like, no. And then even when I got to the T junction, I've left it right to the end because I was going left. They wanted to go right. They had their indicator on 300 yards before as well. and I left it right to the end, so just slowly go to the left hand side, and fucking they bombed it. But again, because I could see there was a car coming, no, I was like, I know I've got enough time to go out. They're gonna have to fucking wait. They didn't. They nearly got T-boned because they fucking went straight out.
For it.
But it was almost like then my body's thought, you know what, you did a good thing then. I'm going to take the pressure off. And like the pain went away. So I was all right for the extra 5 minutes until I got to the job then.
Nice.
But otherwise, it was close. I was starting to sweat and everything, man. It's pitch black as well because the mornings are dark now. And yeah, that's all I was thinking. Right, yeah, there's this label, there's that one, there's fucking this and that. I thought, I know that I can put in this label then, just fucking dry it down. I've got me fucking, not even baby wipes, it's the fucking Dettol wipes in the van, in the front of the van. Because when I'm sitting in traffic, sometimes I'll just give everything a bit of a fucking wipe. You know, you got to find your time here and there to clean the van, ain't you? So I thought, yeah, I'd just use these lemon fucking Dettol wipes to wipe my ass. It probably would have stung. But, you know, if you got to do it, you got to do it, But no, I was all right. I got to the job. Fucking, straight away. Because the other lad that I was with, he was like, yeah, I'm just going to go for a wee. I was like, well, it's a good job there's two toilets because I need a shit. So, what was it even about now?
The bog roll.
Bog roll, yeah. Fucking hell. God, all the tangents. Now, we did that one. Why are these not fucking... That was that. Can't believe I've not properly prepped. So we've got Abs saying. Tractors on these little roads that you can't get around, like just pull over.
No, that is painful.
It's annoying, but they've got a job to do as well.
Yeah, but I always feel like if you can see there's 20 cars behind you, just be the. Just do something decent. Just pull over. Let the 20 cars pass and carry on.
To be fair, in general, though, when there is a good few behind, that when they can, they will pull over.
I've never seen it, I must admit.
I've had it enough times, to be honest. So that's why I don't usually mind. What cracks me up, though, is when it's just someone that, whether they've not been on the road or they're just not a confident driver, and they'll go slow. I understand it's a country lane, and when it's a shallow lane, and if someone else comes, you've got to be fucking in the bush, basically. I understand that, but when you've got definitive middle line, separating the two lanes, you can do at least fucking 40.
Yeah, no, I agree. When I'm on a new country road, what I do, I get my sat nav up. Obviously, I'm not going nowhere, but you can just get the map up. So you can see the road ahead, basically, see what the layout is. Mm-hmm. And that's all I just do. So I know if there's no T-junctions and that, you can put your foot down.
Yeah.
And then you can just see the layout of the land, if it bears to the left, bears to the right, or stuff like that.
That's the thing, especially when it is open and you can see the road.
Yeah.
And it's a straight, put your fucking foot down. And you can see it's bending, slow down. All right, just don't fucking be idiots. But tractors...
I've never seen... one pull over, but I get this because
small windy country lane. I've not had it, but on one I suppose more of a B road. Yeah. But when you've got a definitive white line in the middle showing that it's two lanes, then I've seen them put into an opening for someone's drive or something to let a load of cars go past. Because again, when they've done that, I'll give a little toot, thank you, just show your appreciation,
the appreciation,
yeah. Try to avoid the country lanes is my advice on that, to be fair. Because if you don't need to go on them, don't go on them. Because that way you're not going to see tractors and you're not going to be behind annoying fucking drivers. I mean, you are going to be behind annoying drivers everywhere, wherever you are. Yeah. But at least if you're on a normal road, you've got a better chance of fucking getting around. There's just too many fucking idiots around there, that's why, ain't there? And speaking of idiots, James. We're not a footballing podcast, mate. There was a message last week. I've already deleted that. There's no point. Just giving more shit, weren't I? And this week's one is just more shit again. Lad, it's over for United. Yeah, we know. It's fine. we've got a shitload of injuries again, which is an excuse, but it's just, I don't get it. It's like fucking COVID, but injuries.
Yeah.
But how are so many players injured?
I think it's just finding a way out, mate. Like, it's not me, I was injured.
Well, it was, they were definitely doing that after Solskjaer went, and it was Ralf Rangnick as the interim manager. But, you know, fucking Luke Shaw didn't play since February last year, plays three games for England, comes back injured again.
Yeah.
Malacia has been out for 18 months. Mount, he bumped his head and he's fucking out for weeks again. Lord.
Yeah.
I don't think he's played 10 games and he's the number seven.
I don't think they want it enough.
A lot of the players definitely don't.
I think that's, yeah. But James is right. It's over.
Well, I'm looking forward to Super Sunday this weekend anyway. Liverpool, Chelsea.
As I said, like, I think Chelsea. I said at the beginning of the season.
You did? Well,
I'm still backing them. I'm still backing them. So come on, Chelsea.
It's Tuchel's England manager.
Oh, yeah,
that's
yeah.
other football news.
What did James say last week with the message?
I can't remember. Just some other bullshit. Similar, really, wasn't it? I've deleted it.
He loves it. He loves those. Man, you're a bit like being absolute shit.
Yeah, but he needs to remember. You know, it's 10 years since that Gerrard slip, and Mo Salah celebrated for Chelsea on that day because he was playing for him. So yeah, stick that up your fucking arse, you wall. But yeah, we're not a football podcast, so it's all right. We've got them out of the way. We are getting ever closer to Halloween again.
Yes.
And we do have another ghost story.
Right. These have become one of my favourite things, you know.
Well, it's fucking nice, isn't it? I like how people are just fucking pinging them in.
And we are like a first ton of podcasts where we do football and ghost stories.
Back to back as well.
Back.
You know, we're like Magic FM. Fucking.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I won't go off on one. Yeah, go on. I was about,
Oh, God. That's how simple it is, though. You know, that's the ADHD, isn't it? Just fucking, oh, you said something that's reminded me of something. Let's fucking talk about that for 20 years. Again, apologies. I didn't put your name on this as of transfer this. So the story goes, I'm a 19-year-old female. Recently, I've been stressed doing online college and stuff, so I haven't been sleeping as much. On the 10th of this month, so only the other day, went to bed around 2 a.m. Standard night, school, anime, sleep. Around 4, I woke up with sleep paralysis. Sleep paralysis. Why am I fucking struggling with this? Sleep paralysis.
It's
paralysis.
Yeah, it's yeah. So I mean, yeah, you've got it there, mate.
Yeah, she's fucking. She can't move.
Yeah, but she's awake.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm fucking struggling with words. I was laying in bed, facing my open wardrobe, and I could feel myself getting pulled towards it. My knee was out from under the covers and I could feel my legs starting to straighten as I felt the pull. Started to panic more and tried to fight it. I have a fan in my room and the static sound from it started turning into voices. Sounded like two men. One said, "Are you ready to die?" And the other asked, "How?" As I heard them, my heart started to pound in my chest. I tried to say no as the pull of my leg kept drawing me closer to the wardrobe, but it didn't help since I couldn't move or form any words. As I continued to feel this paralysis, I continued to struggle to feel paralysed, I thought to myself, "Lord, watch over me. Lord!" And as soon as I asked that question, everything stopped. I got control over my body and I could hear my fan again. My cat, who was sleeping at my feet, jumped up and ran to my wardrobe and started to meow and hiss. My body was damp, but with sweat. I thought she'd enjoyed it for a moment. my body was damp with sweat. My heart felt like it was pounding out of my chest. Immediately got up and turned the light on as I stared at my wardrobe from the bed. I couldn't go back to sleep. In the morning, when I heard my parents get up, I walked out at 7, which is a shock as I usually sleep until 12. Fucking are you for today? But saying that, I used to enjoy doing it.
She went to bed at 2.
Yeah, she did, and didn't get to sleep until after 4, after sleep paralysis. Fucking paralysed. Coldplay. So they listened to me and what happened, and they know I have had things happen in the past, other stories similar. So they went on, so they went with me to my room and we prayed. Sounds like you need more than prayers, to be honest, Bab. My dad was standing by the wardrobe, and the side next of him. Wait, sorry. Some people. I don't mean to sound offensive or anything, but some people's punctuation and lack thereof is a bit of a struggle to read sometimes. So my dad was standing next to the wardrobe, and the side next of him by the wardrobe. So I don't know if she or her mum was next to him then as they were praying. So if I carried on reading. So the side of his body that was next to the wardrobe started to get goosebumps. So he's getting a tingly feeling. That's where he was going. It was strange. Since then, I don't sleep until I hear my parents get up and the sun is up. So nearly 8 o'clock in the morning now then. That's if you are in the UK. I sleep with my Bible and crosses near me now. I've had a few bad dreams. I can give you information of those if you want, but they're just very different from my usual dreams. So, firstly, hopefully you don't fucking go through that again, or at least in a violent way, because obviously we don't want anything bad to happen to any of our listeners.
Of course.
Keep praying, you know. If the Lord is there looking over you, then hopefully he or she or they will protect you.
Yeah.
And probably just start sleeping in the bed with your mum and dad for a couple of weeks or something.
Well, I've said this before, I'd like something like this to happen or experience something like this, but obviously not in my own home. So I always find it quite fascinating when we hear stuff like this. I find it quite interesting, actually, because I've never experienced anything whatsoever like this. So, to feel like people actually go through that.
Well, there was the whole film about it, weren't there? The Entity. So she was raped and everything from this entity, this demon or ghost.
Oh yeah, because the Scary Movie ripped off, didn't they? Where there was like, and she had Wednesdays like fucking underwear on Saturday or whatever it was.
I feel like I saw there's a new one of them coming out. Hope not.
No.
But yeah, the entity ended up following her from like house to house as well.
That's right, yeah.
I'm gonna have to, I don't know if we did cover this before on an earlier episode, but I feel like wherever she is now, it still happens a little bit, but the entity's still with her.
Well, still attached to her.
Yeah, and tries to get in her. But yeah, hopefully you do stay safe.
Yeah.
And yeah, keep us posted if any more of that happens. We'll get the Ghostbusters in.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah,
fucking Ghostbuster it up. But now, sadly, we do have to get on to our final feature, which you all love. Ashley definitely loves. And kind of similar themed, you know, we've just had the ghost story where she's praying. She's obviously on the religious side with the Bible, yeah, keeping us safe away from them fucking nasty ghosts, onto the confessions.
This music cracks me up every time. Right. So, confession one. Sometimes I just think all the times me and my girlfriend had and she broke up with me in August. I'm really tired of thinking of her. She made me so happy. And now she's gone. I just want her back. She's made me smile without doing anything. Her smile was amazing and she was so beautiful. I wish I had another chance with her, but she's left me and now I'm having suicidal thoughts.
No, just to clarify, we're not laughing that people have suicidal thoughts.
No.
But I feel like this is slightly a bit of a one. It's not finished, is it? Is it finished?
That's finished. That's it. That's how it finished. Literally, yeah. So,
I feel like this is a bit of a wind up.
Yeah, I mean, she made me so happy and now she's gone.
This is some 42-year-old bit of content. Yeah.
But like, if believe someone's being too, look, it happens.
Yeah.
She happens.
Because again, if it is real, that's a younger lad that is. Because you don't feel like that when you're in your 30s. To be fair, you kind of see it coming.
Yeah.
Like, even in your mid-20s and that, like, you're kind of ready for it. You're like, fucking, all right, yeah, it's over. Fucking sound then.
But
unless you're crooked.
I know she made you happy and she's gone. And you want her back because her smile was amazing. But other people's smiles will be just as amazing, if not more.
Yeah. The next girl that you get with might have turkey teeth, so then she's got a gleaming smile. That's it.
What should this individual do, Jay, to cleanse his suicidal thoughts?
Watch a lot of porn.
Mm.
Plenty of five knuckle shuffles.
Maybe sign up to some OnlyFans girls. Get some personal message because you can pay them to give you a dick ride and everything like that. Let's see how that goes.
Yeah, get on Bumble and Hinge and shit and just start slagging it out a bit.
That's it.
You know, just, and don't be picky. Sleep with anyone. Get those 3 AMers.
The 10 to 3s. Ooh.
Yeah. Just no, take it. Because, you just need to fucking get over it and start feeling good about yourself.
Those 10 to 3 girls are just different, though, mate.
Yeah, but
they're different, aren't they? They're heavy.
Heavy on the mind, heavy on the heart.
In some aspects. I agree. Fuck it. 10 to 3 girls. You know how it goes. Go out with the lads. Balls. Yeah. Go out with lads. If you don't get nothing, 10 to 3. Go to 10 to 3 girls. They'll be heavier. You'll know them. They're in the corner.
Usually with some KFC or something.
Yeah. Just
say. And if they ain't got the KFC, take them over.
KFC. Yeah.
Fucking easy win there.
Yeah. Right.
Winner, chicken dinner.
Right. So, June. Right. So, going on to confession two now, we have years ago, I had to spend a year in prison. Nothing really serious, just got in with the wrong crowd. Anyhow, I worked in an area that had a bathroom for the inmates. I would usually try and shit in there because there was more privacy. I think I did not shit for around 15 days, and when I finally did, it was in that bathroom.
Why does it sound like you wrote this one in?
Well, to be fair, if I was in prison, I think I would go 15 days without a shit as well. Right. No one was around. I go in and sit on the shitter.
The royal throne.
Right, where's that going? And yeah, and did my business. And got up and looked in the bowl and started to laugh. I swear this turd was a fucking monster. It was as far into the water as I could see. And the other end was in the rim of the toilet. It had to be at least 18 inches long and very thick. It was a picture-perfect turd. I wiped my ass. To my surprise, the paper was clean. Perfect. I could not flush it. I wanted this to be seen by others. About an hour later, I hear people laughing. There was one staff member. And there was one of the staff members standing at the door telling people there was something they needed to see inside the bathroom. He was like, I forget. It was like a fucking tour guide. He was like a fucking tour guide. They never figured out that I was the one. I just wonder if they needed to cut it up with a chainsaw before flushing. Those ones are good. You have those poos like once in your life, don't they? Where I call them like a Loch Ness, where they're in the pan of water and then they also stick out.
Yeah.
Doing it messy. But to hit the, you know, that's a big shit, 18 inches. But I always feel the best, I don't know, when they come out like that.
Yeah, I do feel like he didn't wipe his ass properly. Now, we all love a good ghost wipe, but
yeah, you know,
if 18 inches of shit has come out your ass, you've got to give a little bit of a poke and make sure you fucking clean the hole.
Yeah, we all know he'd done a courtesy wipe 10 minutes later, and he was a four.
Fucking hope so. I mean, you don't need any Hail Marys. You've done nothing wrong. By the sounds of it, you couldn't flush the toilet. Even if you did try, it wouldn't have gone anywhere. And you brought joy to a lot of people's day. So I feel like you should be proud of that one. I mean, he's definitely proud of the shit. Yeah,
I do feel sorry for the person that had to somehow get it down the toilet.
I mean, he's kept someone in the job for that day. The cleaner has earned their fucking shitty wage for that day. I think I genuinely didn't mean that. Top banter. But yeah, I mean, again, we've all been there with a fucking fat shit that doesn't want to flush. Just got to fucking stab at it. And, right, if you fucking have to stab at it with the toilet brush, clean the toilet brush afterwards. And look, I don't mean get your hand in it and fucking like rinse it out. Just once all the shit's gone out the toilet, flush the toilet again and fucking have the toilet brush and wang it in and out the fucking water to get all the shit off of you. Tap it on the side and everything. Get all that shit off, because if you keep putting shit inside the fucking toilet brush holder, you're not cleaning the toilet. You're smearing more shit around again.
I won't have a toilet brush, mate, for that reason.
So when you've got fucking skid marks in the toilet, are you cleaning it?
Honestly, I get a bit of tissue, flush it, and do the same thing.
See, now,
and then wash my hands.
I've had to do this on a lot of jobs because, like, new builds or, like, if we're doing a bathroom, there's no toilet brush or anything, then yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah.
Toilet roll around the fingers, bit of a polish, and then, clear my hands. You know, do a bit of Europe one or something. But I know a lot of people won't do that. They'll just leave the skids. It's one of the most annoying things. Is a dirty toilet.
Yeah.
The amount of people's houses are going to and the toilet's not clean. You know, you've got people coming around, clean that toilet.
Yeah, get rid of those fucking shits.
Fair enough. If you've got your personal own bathroom, your non-suite upstairs, and you don't want to clean that, yeah, sound. But if there's a toilet, a guest toilet, or a main bathroom that people are going to use, make sure that's clean. Fucking, I won't say who, but I fucking shamed someone into washing their toilet once. Fucking my dad. But like, I went round and the downstairs toilet, it was filth. Like, not shit stains and that. It was just because it's not been cleaned properly for years. You know, when it's all the yellow, grimy fucking scale on the inside. So he'd bought a house like that and fucking, look, you buy a house, you give it a deep clean fucking as soon as you move in. Even if the people that have left to give it a clean, you still fucking do it, don't you? But no, all the fucking grime in there. And I was round there, I was like, I couldn't have that. Like, fucking, when I properly clean my fucking toilet, I don't bother with fucking marigolds or anything. Bare hand, fucking scar rat and I'm fucking bleaching the life out of it, my hands in the water and everything. I'm fucking scrubbing even around the fucking U-bend. You can't see, but I'm fucking scrubbing there. So I fucking shamed him. When I went round again the next day, spotless. So I know that was an angry plane after that was. Fucking stupid prick. Sad in me, fucking toilet's filthy. But yeah, it was. Because fuck it, it's vile. Like, now, I can understand leaving a little bit of a fucking streak for yourself to piss off, like, later on. You know that you fucking, like, I don't know, say it's a fucking Friday or a Saturday, you've gone middle of the day, you know you're going to be fucking going back again in an hour or so to have another piss. So, like, yeah, that's target for me, that is. I'm going to piss that off. And it can be a little game.
Why do men do that?
Because it is, it's target.
Even if you go into, like, public toilets and there's a bit of shit, you just piss.
Or you're rolling up and there's a fucking chewing gum and that, you fucking aim at it.
It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah. But yeah, it's just fucking, yeah, target, something to fucking do, any.
Yeah.
And it's making sure you don't make a mess then. But in general, clean your fucking toilets. Make sure, go back to previous episodes and listen to how to wipe your ass properly. So make sure you wipe your ass properly. It's got to be fucking spotless. And make sure your toilet's clean. Basics of fucking life.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. And on that sheet notes, we're going to fucking leave it there.
Yeah. And any correspondence that we haven't done, we'll get onto it next week.
Yeah, because there was a couple mentions about that mad little fucking section at the end of last week as well. The fucking people with second lives in the head and all that.
Oh, right.
So thanks for the appreciation on that. If I can find more stories of similar or... similar sort of stories, like weird things going on and that. I just haven't had time this week to find anything, to be honest. But if I can, because I enjoy talking about it as well.
Yeah,
to be
it's some different,
just weird, But as always, keep sending your messages. Links are always in the description. But emails at realtalkingpod@gmail.com. Hotline is back online. I don't know why it wasn't working last week, but. Fully charged, on working, send the messages. The Bosomies called the other day. Didn't ring them back. I don't know if it was someone actually trying to fucking just ring and call, speak to me, or if it was a fucking cold call. Like, but no fucking.
And you've had no titty pics yet?
No.
Ah, no. Nah, you don't want them, though, do you?
No, I don't want any of that crude shit. You know, even if the big, massive. Fucking slappers of tits. I don't want any of them.
Right. I can only imagine the message I get back, you know.
It'll be some geezer that sends his man tits in, where hairy nipples and everything. Fucking vile. Probably James. But yeah, the hotline 0747 0488 096. The Twitter's on it, YouTube's on it. So yeah. Hit us up, as always, as well. Fucking, you know, like it, share it, download it, because that's how we see the stats. The more you download, the more you share it and all that. Forever growing, but we want to grow more. We want everyone else that you know that would appreciate it to start appreciating it. Share the love. Sharing's caring. We want to be in everyone's ears in the right way, not a gay way or a... Anti-sexual, I don't know, sleep paralysis.
But boy, wouldn't be in the ears a gay way, though, mate.
I don't know, mate. It's just, penetration in the wrong hole, isn't it? That's right. So, yeah, we'll see you fucking next week before I say something too wrong. Goodbye.
Grab your headphones, get ready to groove. Ash and JD will make your mood improve. Banter that's witty, oh so sly. Their chemistry's electric, you can't deny. You can't deny. You can't deny.